Well, I heard the sing-along yesterday to Overrated, Underrated, Popular. I was inspired by
Thank
that.
You. That was I love that.
Tear came to my eye.
I love that. That was
I thought it was Pavarotti doing, what's the one about the clown? Yeah.
They milk it too much, don't they?
Well, okay. You know the famous opera about the clown, the sad clown.
Bozo?
I Pagliacci or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Luciano. Just give us
freshen
a normal
it up.
Hey, give us a normal one, yeah. You know? Is Luciano with us? He's left us, right?
Yeah,
he's gone. Who is right now the most prominent?
Andrea Bocelli.
Is Bocelli still the guy?
I think so.
I had some last night, too. It was tremendous. Okay, 651-461-9226. We didn't get to all the texts, but this, I'm sure, first of all, where's Major? Okay. Norah O'Donnell, Margaret Brennan.
Yeah.
They're fine. Where's Major? But they have to adjust now because of this Iran attack towards Israel. So when people, the undecideds, whatever small amount there is, Adam Robert Carter, how might this ratcheting up of the uncertain Israel, how might this affect them in saying, who do I want in charge? Do I want Trump, Vance, or do I want Harris, Walz in charge of foreign affairs?
I think that's it, and depending how escalated it gets here over the next, you know, 24 to 40 hours and then in the weeks to come.
You know what Trump's going to say.
Yeah, wouldn't have happened.
I mean, he can say that while he was president, the Middle East was calmer, not calm, that's an exaggeration, and that Ukraine didn't happen. Now, I think it's laughable to think he ever stood up to Vladimir Putin, but if he just wants to talk factually, there's a fair amount to that, right?
Yes, but I don't think, I don't think that it was because Donald, the reason that he will tell people and people would think, well, it's because, you know, he's so unpredictable and crazy. They're just terrified of what he might do. No, I don't think that's the reason.
So
I think there's a lot of factors at play.
Oh, God, yes. That's no doubt, but you know he's going to say this. So today I'm having a fruit that I know you detest. And
pineapple.
Of course, I'm right, you're wrong. Pineapple. But here's my point. How are we sealing our fruit now? The last few fruits in a bit of the bigger bowls, too sealed. I need to get the welding tools out. What are we doing?
It's those, like, the hard plastic things you got to rip off.
You got to rip it off, and then, Dave, are you with me? It's too tight. I mean, this
cuts your finger sometimes.
You could buy an actual pineapple and cut it yourself. Use your own bowl. Just an idea.
Why do that?
It's not hard. It sounds like you are intimidated by the pineapple. You've let Adam Carter
grow
get you.
Spikes on it.
Yeah.
And you're eating.
You're scared.
Maybe I'm worried about those spikes. No, I've got a knife out, and I'm, like, angling it like a bunker shot at horse breath.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It's not a razor-sharp knife. It's not like my steak knife. It's the butter knife. Have you faced this dilemma?
Not to that frustration, but, yeah, I notice it when I'm trying to get a plastic container open. This could be easier.
Can you do
Doesn't
something?
Doesn't ruin my day like you.
I have him the same.
My gosh.
I am calling.
Namaste, buddy.
I am calling for changes.
Will you agree with me on this? I came up with this during the 9 to noon.
Okay.
I didn't come up with it. But
5 foot bong? Is that what you came up with?
I did talk about 5 feet of fun.
Biggest bong you've ever purchased.
Five
feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a
college
rush thing.
I probably in the general area last night. Just hanging out.
I think that restaurants now, especially if they're fast food type restaurants, should either pick one or the other. Either it's online ordering or in-person ordering. They can't do both.
Why?
Because they aren't able to do it.
Wow. Sounds like he's ripping the middle class, because the middle class mainly work at fast food. Adam is such an elitist. He's Mr. Spoon and Stable. He's Mr. Meritage.
Yes.
So when he has to lower himself to, you know, Culver's and McDonald's, like the two of us eat it often.
Lunch pail guy.
Yeah.
Surprised he even chooses to eat out, even in this market. Doesn't just fly to New York
L.A.
Italy. Each night.
I mean, let's go.
No, that's ridiculous. They can do both.
No, they can't. Most places cannot do it.
651-461-9226. So
they try to, but it goes at the expense of the walk-in customer.
In other words, this happened to you.
The walk-in customer.
It happened to you recently.
You're damn right it did. I'm not happy about it.
I can tell. And, hey, namaste, okay?
The walk-in customer is being discriminated in this country, and Adam Carter will not stand for it.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
Pick one or the other.
No, I think if you walk in, food place right now, I walk in and they're going to say, no, only online.
No, they'll take your order, but you will fall along the wayside.
Well, no, but you're saying one or the other. I did have this la-di-da with a smoothie place where it was about 5 o'clock. It was right around closing time. So I go in and I'm trying to order. And she goes, no, you have to order online. I go, I'm right in front of you. Can't you just punch it in? No, you have to order online. So then I'm on my phone doing it. And here's what she said. I can't believe I haven't talked about this before. She goes, no, you have to do it outside the premise. I go, what is the difference? She goes, I don't know, but that's the policy. You're not allowed to do it in the store. Shockingly, that place closed about 3 months
ago. Here's my policy. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Kiss my you know what.
Yeah.
You took us. The walk-in customer is discriminated.
Do you feel like Adam Carter is the voice?
I'm the voice of the walk-in
customer. 45 Fast 12. More when we come back. Don't forget the debate. After the debate, after dark, with wine. I'm having some wine during the debate, aren't you?
I might be able to indulge in that.
We're on. I don't think it's going to end on time. I'm predicting, I heard you say dull, I'm predicting a very feisty J.D. Vance. I think he's going after Walls. So I don't think
it still can be dull.
Can it be feisty and dull together? Dave Harrigan, yes or no? Feisty and dull.
It's tough to pull off.
Yeah.
Can be done, but very difficult.
Yeah, very difficult. The voice of the walking customer can pull that off. We'll be on about 9:30 after the debate here on CCO. This is for the passing of Peter Edward Rose. Texter, Walls abandoned the state when there was a crisis. Even you can't deny that, Chad. Ask Julie Nelson, Randy Shaver. We don't need to. Go back to our tweets. Go back to listening to this show and Adam and I were together. We were excoriating Tim Walls and Jacob Fry for vanishing during that time. Julie, bravo. But this show was not tepid in any way in that area, and that'll be a part where J.D. Vance will go at him. Adam is right. Should I just stop there? Should I just end it right there?
Yeah.
McDonald's in Shakopee wouldn't take my order in person, so I haven't been back to any location since. I need a good reason to eat better, and anger towards a business works. Can Adam help get rid of Snoop Dogg for me, a texter? I'm loving Snoop Dogg.
Somebody must have received their quotient on Snoop Dogg. Yeah, I still like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. He is omnipresent right now. Should people over the age, plenty of good text here, over the age of 23 drink Busch Light? I think it's a college-only beer.
No.
That would be great, though, if you went to a liquor store and they said, I need to card you. Oh, I'm 59.
You're too old.
Too old for this one. I mean, stop it. You know, you're
no, Busch Light's a solid beer.
You know me. I don't like a single light beer.
Yeah.
And I like beer.
Yep.
I enjoy beer. I don't like. So if you could have one beer right now on a, you know, nice November 15th day when it's 59 degrees out there, what would you have?
I don't know. Like, it depends. There's so many different variations of beer, though. Like, as long as it's cold, man. Again, I was at a place called Newt's last night. It's a chain.
Newt's, is that with a K or?
Nope. N-E-W-T.
Okay. Newt Gingrich's place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's there shaking hands. Ice cold taps. I mean, ice cold. And that's so critical.
Mm. That is good. Today is National Taco Day.
Mm.
National Taco Day. We've done this before. It was in a while. For 1 month, the three of us, breakfast, lunch, dinner, no snack. No snack is allowed.
Yeah.
No alcohol involved. Just water. What is the food item you're going to have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Man. And by the way, if it's a taco, it's the same taco. If it's a pizza, it's the same pizza. If it's a, for you, it's a hamburger. I know that because the cheese ruins the hamburger. We've established that.
No, I'll
that
eat the cheese, but I'll be scoffing at the cheese.
Oh, okay, so now you're going to have the cheeseburger.
Oh, I said that. I'll still continue to eat cheeseburgers.
Honestly, what kind of credibility is he having? What he says,
I'll be scoffing.
The cheese is a non-essential item, but I want it every time.
I didn't say non-essential. I said it's way down the list of the best parts of the cheeseburger.
Burgers first?
Bun is better than the cheese.
I mean, it's called a cheeseburger
exactly,
for a reason.
Honestly.
What'd you have at Newt's last night? They make great cheeseburgers.
They do have great cheeseburgers.
And what did you have?
I had a wrap.
Okay. Of course you did. So is it a taco? Is it pizza? Is it pancakes?
No, it's not pancakes.
Yogurt? Great.
So it can have eggs, but it has to be the same.
Same
every time?
Every time.
Jeez. I have no idea. I don't okay, well, peanut butter.
Is this segment called Ask Adam Anything? Because he doesn't answer some of the questions.
We don't guarantee answers.
We don't guarantee. Peanut butter?
Yeah, I like peanut butter.
Okay, so
I can eat it for a month. No problem.
Just peanut butter out of
the
jar.
Just a couple of scoops of peanut butter, yeah.
Okay, that's a horrible answer.
Thirsty is all get up.
Honestly, and your bathroom patterns are going to change like you can't imagine. Oh, my God. What are you going with?
I've said before, tacos are the answer.
Tacos?
Carnitas, specifically.
Yeah, I think carnitas is the way to go.
A scoop full of peanut butter is a close second.
Honestly, what a buffoon. Speaking of buffoons, where does Rob Schneider rank among buffoons? So, yesterday the news comes out that Dikembe Mutombo, at the age of 58, has passed. Brain cancer, right? And one of the worst ones. Very good friend of mine. His son developed it at 6, died at 7. I have another friend who died from it recently. Rob Schneider, rest in peace in reacting to Dikembe. I'm sure this is just another coincidence, but I took a pass on the jab.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to not let anyone I know and who'll listen to get it either. Same thing as the immediate default to when two non-whites are hired to position, do so, it's a DEI hire, without any evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Schneider has zero evidence. None. By the way, didn't even call it the vaccine. The jab.
Yeah.
The jab. If you want to criticize the vaccine, fine. If you want to say, you know, all over the place I'm masked and it didn't stop it and I was vaccinated numerous times, whatever, we can have the debate. But if your default is when a man dies at 58, who by all accounts was a remarkable humanitarian throughout the world,
mm-hmm.
and your default without any speck of evidence is just to go to this, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's absolutely pathetic.
Right.
Now, you want
to. Rob Schneider.
But he's
making copies. Great. Thanks, Rob.
Okay, so.
For contributing to the political.
Okay, so that's Kieran. Kieran would always say, I don't want to hear from actors.
No, that's not what it is.
Because they could say us. You're just
totally.
Radio host.
But it's like, it's Rob Schneider.
But it's echo chamber, right?
Oh, yeah.
And most of the time, those in the chamber now, let's go with those in the chamber, have decided this works.
Yeah.
And just keep going with it.
Mm-hmm. He has just as right as anybody else to say that.
He does.
Just as much right to say you're a clown.
Speaking of Twitter, I saw Bob Dylan tweeted.
What?
Today.
He's got a Twitter account?
And he just found out that Bob Newhart had passed away.
That's not shocking at all.
He was reacting to it.
Somebody tell me about this.
I mean, we're going.
What? Bob Newhart died.
I mean, what's a bigger shock? That Bob just found out about it, or to me, the correct answer, that Bob Dylan is on Twitter.
Both.
He has 425 followers. He doesn't follow anyone.
Okay, how do we know it's really him?
I don't know, but he's got 425,000 followers, and then, you know, it says who follows him among people he follows. You know, the first person who follows him among who I follow? Rodney Klein Carew.
Oh.
Rod Carew. Whose birthday it is today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Who else would shock us if they were on Twitter? Is there anybody out there?
I just like the idea of Bob Dylan commenting on stuff that's happened years ago.
Yes, right.
Donald Trump president. What?
What happened to John F. Kennedy? I just found out. That's terrible. All right, you want to stay here at the station? We'll do the debate.
No, no.
You're not staying? No. Are you going to go for another of your hikes again?
Wow, you're belittling it. I guess not.
Yeah. Are you?
Maybe.
Lynn, it's time to check. It's time for me to stop talking. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows.